producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
A year's a long time, you know. I felt like I had been up there my whole life, you know, after about the first 6 months, which is like the normal increment. The normal increment is about 6 months, and that's a long time. So a year's really, really long. But I'm definitely encouraged on our ability to go even longer. I mean, I kind of, you know, even though I look forward to coming home and there's things that I miss, I felt like if it was for the right reason, I clearly could have stayed, you know, however long it took.
Sounds kind of sleepy, doesn't he? I guess you would, too, if you've been up in space that long. NASA astronaut Scott Kelly commenting on his year, just about a year, in the International Space Station, or perhaps the more important or proper preposition is on the space station, in it, on it, is quite a feat. So his return from space, Scott Kelly's return from the International Space Station this past week, number 10 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our weekly review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, called the TRCS by some. Talk radio is the focus. The week ending Friday, March 3rd, is our time period as we review all of the top 10 talk topics based on the research, the work that's being done by the folks at Talkers Magazine and my staff as well. So we're, in essence, monitoring through the week the talk radio industry, the hosts and the programs, the stations, all of that stuff, all across our country to figure out what the hot hits are for your benefit. And you're involved in this because a lot of the stations you're listening to are part of who and what is being surveyed. So as we count down from number 10 to number 1, featuring the number 10 position, Scott Kelly and his return from space, again, in the TEN position. So let's go to NINE.
Number 9,
the Oscars. Here is host Mitch Albom along with his partner Ken Brown. They talked to entertainment reporter Jim Roop on the Albom program about Chris Rock and the diversity issue, which pretty much took a hold of this year's Academy Awards ceremony.
Was the mood in the room any different than the vibe that was coming out over the television screens?
Well, the mood in the room changed over time, kind of back and forth. It started out very, very tense because no one really knew how Chris Rock was going to address the diversity issue that was hanging over the Oscars since the nominations, whether he would tiptoe into it or dive headfirst into it. That was quickly answered the moment the show opened. Before he even said hello, he dove right into it and then went headfirst for the next 10 straight minutes on it. It got uncomfortable at times because some of the jokes were less tasteful than others. It got confusing at times because some of the jokes didn't land probably the way they were meant to land. Some folks didn't even know what the joke was supposed to mean. And then there was some very funny moments in it, too. And then there was did he go too long? Did he do too much? Was there just, okay, enough of this, we get it already? And that was even expressed by some of the African-American journalists in the room, was, okay, comments like, and the hits just keep on coming. You know, it was kind of all over the map as far as the mood in the room.
Well, it also didn't stop in the monologue. I mean, it really was the theme of everything other than the actual award presentation. All the pre-produced bits, the stuff with Angela Bassett and the Black History Month bit, the stuff with Jeff Daniels and Kristen Wiig when they were doing The Martian, they were deciding, well, he's a black astronaut, we're not going to pick him up, we're not going to go after him and save him. The Kevin Hart bits, and then of course the one that landed really badly, I thought, when they bought out Stacey Dash. That one landed.
The inside of the inside joke.
Yeah.
Unless you watch Fox News all the time.
Yeah,
you never knew what they were talking about.
You realize that she was calling for the abolishment of Black History Month. I think that's why that joke went very flat, as you were.
Right. Well, if a joke has to be explained ahead of time, is this is who this person is, here's why she's coming out, here's what she said.
Right.
Now, isn't this going to be funny?
Read the pamphlet before
I tell this joke.
Generally
not funny.
Number 8.
Not funny is right. Okay, number eight, the ongoing concern of the public, the people in this country pretty much siding with Apple as they face off against the FBI. Antivirus program pioneer and libertarian presidential candidate John McAfee talked to host Dave Ross about the entire issue of cybersecurity.
Our next war is not going to be fought with nuclear weapons and battleships and airplanes. It's going to be a cyber war, and it will be many times more devastating than any nuclear war that you could possibly imagine. I think that there is no one, absolutely no one, technologically competent within our government in cybersecurity. Now, sure, we invented the computer, but we didn't follow it through. We never thought about what the implications of software would be in a cyber war. We never. Not until 10 years ago. That's the first time it came up. So we're 20 years behind. Now, the way to fix it is we cannot use anyone within the government currently. It can't be done. It is a bureaucratic organization in which no one is ever fired. No one is ever fired in the U.S. government unless you've done something publicly wrong and you're forced to fire the person. Normally, if you are incompetent, you're merely promoted. So we are filled with incompetent people, or if you're not incompetent, there are no incentives to innovation or creativity. So we've got to go to the hacking community. I'm sorry, we do. The problem is every hacker worth his salt out there that goes to DEF CON or Hack Miami or any other hacking group here in America has a 14-inch purple mohawk, 10-inch or 10-gauge earplugs, a tattooed face, and demands to smoke weed while he's working.
Well, I mean, as long as they want to be paid a lot of money, then that's fine.
Well, they do want to be paid a lot of money, and they deserve a lot of money. They deserve way more than what we have working in the government. There's not a single person in the government worth their salt in cybersecurity. We are illiterate as a government. And if you look at the candidates today, do you see anybody on stage who even understands what the word cybersecurity really means? I don't think so.
All right, so we've gotten ourselves into a very interesting situation, the discussion of Apple. Some of the comments, we have comment time or space available, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Stefan writes on this, nope, I think it's a classic give a mouse a cookie situation. 100% don't condone what happened that leads to the FBI wanting this phone unlocked, but it's like the FBI, just like the FBI, to get what they want and then expect more. I think Apple should stand their ground. Jake writes, no, the question put forth, by the way, on our Facebook page, has your mind changed about Apple and the FBI? Jake says, nope, it should be a lesson to the feds. Apple has better security than they do. Whose fault is that? Time to reevaluate the war on terror. Let's see, a listener named John says, no, Apple should take and unlock the phone, then give it to them, but not the code. Margaret writes, interesting, the FBI doesn't want Apple to just unlock that particular phone. Greg writes, no, Apple needs to comply with the court order, but put Tim in jail until they do. Surely, no, they should have opened the Apple for the FBI and so forth. So some pretty interesting comments. And you're free to comment also by sending me an email, doug@dougstefan.com. Moving along, number seven is next on the countdown.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bogley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com.
Diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to Diabetic11.com now.
Illinois school students last year took a new standardized assessment called PARC. This exam marked the first time that tests were aligned to what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with former state tests. Here's 2015 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Steve Elza.
Every teacher who took part in the research came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong, critical, and analytical thinking skills. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even to start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will help make sure all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Number seven, the battle against Daesh. Analyst John Hudak talking to host Garland Robinette about where the presidential candidates stand on dealing with the problems in the Middle East.
It's a bit unclear what Mr. Trump's stance is on a variety of issues, and our relations with the Middle East are among them. At least at one point during this campaign, that was Trump's position, that he would let Russia fight a war in Syria and then have the U.S. step in afterwards. Of course, the reality is that Russia hasn't done all that much to deal with the situation in Syria, and deferring to another world power to deal with what is a source of international terrorism and the cause of a tremendous humanitarian crisis isn't really the type of American leadership that I think a lot of people are looking for, and certainly not the type of leadership that our allies are looking for.
How about Cruz?
So Cruz has been opposed to using U.S. ground troops in Syria. He is also obviously opposed to the U.S. Taking Syrian refugees in, but he hasn't had that much to say about how he would actually deal with the crisis as a whole. He does support no-fly zones in Syria, and he has been pretty silent on whether to create safe zones within Syria for refugees. But unlike some of his competitors, like Marco Rubio, for instance, he hasn't offered that much of a detailed plan on the issue.
How about Rubio?
So he supports the use of ground troops against the Islamic State. He also supports no-fly zones in Syria and the creation of safe zones for Syrian refugees. He's someone who has a very hawkish, a very aggressive stance towards how to deal with ISIS, and he's very comfortable using American military might to deal with it.
How about Clinton?
So Clinton, she supports a limited use of ground troops, particularly special ops, in fighting ISIS. She also supports a no-fly zone in Syria, as well as the creation of safe zones for Syrian refugees, but unlike her Republican colleagues, would support taking refugees from Syria into the United States along with other American allies, recognizing that what ISIS is doing poses both an international security threat, but also a humanitarian crisis.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item, the continuing fascination, if that's the right word, or obsession maybe is the better word, with the so-called Zika virus. Dr. Dora Ann Mills talking on the Ken Altshuler radio program about the spread of the Zika virus, what's possible perhaps here in the United States.
There are actually over 100 cases as of late last week in the United States, but they're almost all people who've been traveling to these areas of the world and then have come back, just like the person in Hancock County had traveled there, come back. There's not really an issue there. Mostly all, I believe they, none of them actually have been hospitalized that I can see on the CDC's website. But the other thing that's been also noted is that it can be sexually transmitted. And mm-hmm. So there's been increasing reports of particularly men transmitting it, because it turns out that you can detect the virus in semen. So that is also a bit another layer of concern. So if there's a woman who's thinking she might be pregnant with, then she needs to take precautions. So if she's traveling to that area, but also if she has relations with somebody, with a man who has traveled to that area, and again, he might have it in his semen and not have symptoms of the infection. So if you partner with somebody who's traveled to that area, then that adds another set of precautions. And if you're going to that area, I would check out the CDC's travel website, put in the search engines, US CDC travel, and you'll get to their travel website and type in the countries that you're going to be traveling to, and it'll let you know what precautions you should take. You should always do that anyway, whether you're traveling to Russia or to China or to South America or Puerto Rico or Costa Rica, whatever. You should do that anyway. But particularly with the Zika virus, you want to make sure that you're up to date on any kind of precautions you should take, as well as other infections. And primarily it's taking precautions against getting bitten, but against mosquitoes.
Dr. Mills, why is this a thing now? Why all of a sudden, why all of a sudden did it show up on the radar of the media and everything else, and on yours as well?
Well, it's been known for a long time. The Zika virus has been known about for decades, but this association with impossible causation of microcephaly is very new in the last few months. So, and it, there are, it, there's increasing evidence that it's associated, that it's causing the microcephaly. It's, again, we won't know definitively probably for a little bit, but there, it has been detected, the virus has been detected in mothers and babies who've been, who've had microcephaly. So, and there's increasing, detection of that. So, but the CDC is doing some case control studies and other, studies down, especially in Brazil, to find out more definitively whether that's it or not. But in the meantime, there are also other infections that are similar to Zika virus that aren't necessarily associated with microcephaly but can cause other types of illnesses that also are transmitted by mosquitoes. So it's a good idea when you're traveling, particularly to the tropics, to take precautions against getting bitten by mosquitoes. And that's true against Zika virus as well as these others. And particularly, I think one of the things to note is that we in the Northeast are used to mosquitoes biting us in the dusk to dawn hours, during the sunset time period particularly. But a lot, the Aedes mosquito species particularly bite during the daytime, and they're pretty aggressive biters, and they do transmit other diseases like dengue fever and yellow fever.
Okay, I think for the first time since this whole thing started, from my perspective, listening to that, Dr. Dora Ann Mills, it gave me a different perspective. That's one of the beauties of listening to good news talk radio programs. And Ken Altschul is somebody we feature quite frequently here because he does have good comments and interviews people well. So maybe your perspective changed a bit in your overview of that issue. And hopefully we influence you on other things with regard to your thinking, because that's what the world of news talk radio is all about. It's 28 past.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Doug Steffen here on the weekly talk radio countdown show from the philosophy of tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, then tell them what you told them. Let's review where we are to this point, halfway through the countdown in terms of numbers 10 through number 6. The situation here, Scott Kelly's return from space, number 10, Oscars, number 9, Apple versus the FBI, number 8, the battle against Daesh, number 7, Zika virus, number 6. So I guess we better move ourselves into high gear here for the second half hour.
Number 5.
Number 5, the discussion and debate about who should be on the Supreme Court to replace Antonin Scalia. Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania was on a radio program in Philadelphia hosted by Dom Giordano. They discussed the president exercising his constitutional authority to nominate a replacement for Scalia for the Supreme Court.
You know, I don't know what the president's schedule or, you know, calendar looks like. I would not be at all surprised if, you know, sometime before the end of March the president makes a nomination. And, you know, Dom, I've said very clearly, the Constitution is very clear. It says the president shall nominate. So he should do that. He should nominate someone. But it is equally clear that no one becomes a Supreme Court justice unless they have the consent of the Senate. Mm-hmm. And so it is entirely in the prerogative of the Senate to decide what, if anything, to do with a presidential nominee. And as you know, I've been very clear. I think a lifetime appointment that will potentially change the balance of the court fundamentally for at least a generation, that's a decision that ought to be made where the American people have the maximum input. And they will do that by making their decision for president in just 8 months. We're well into this process. It'll be finished in 8 months. And then whoever wins the presidency of the United States, you know, they're going to get to fill
right.
the space.
And I share with you this, because it's not happening here necessarily in the race right now, even though I think Republicans
ought to be differentiating, you know, what Cruz, Rubio, or Trump would do with nominees.
Right.
But in the general election, I do hope this is right up there as number one or number two. I think this is the number one issue that for so many years people gloss over because, my God, it's 5-4 decisions on the most fundamental things. You and the Senate can do all that you want. One guy in the Supreme Court decides, and that's it.
Well, and here's what's so important about Justice Scalia's contribution to American jurisprudence and about this election. Justice Scalia didn't think it was his job to impose his policy preferences on the country. He understood that is not the way the American system works. Nine elite judges in black robes don't get to determine, you know, American policy. That's not the way it's supposed to work. What the judges are supposed to do is interpret the law and the Constitution based on the black and white language in front of them in the text. Unfortunately, every single Democrat on the court believes that that's wrong, that it is in fact their job to substitute their policy preferences for those of the American people, presumably because they're so smart or for whatever their rationale is. I think it's really, really important that we give the American people a chance to weigh in on this, and I think the American people would prefer to have a Supreme Court justice that does not act as a super legislator who's unaccountable and sits there for life.
Number four.
Number four item as we review here from number 10 to number one, the migrant problems over in Europe. Figuring, I don't know how many people are thinking about this, but if you go back to how we destabilized Iraq, you can pretty much figure why there is as much problem as there is in Europe. It all is contained together. Here's talk host Tony Katz with former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton. They discuss what ought to be done with the number of refugees that are flooding into countries all over Europe.
When you take a look at what we're dealing with ISIS, for example, and what we're seeing in the back and forth about should we or shouldn't we with Syria, with Syrian refugees, two separate subjects, but they are related because there's a reason there some Syrian refugees, actual Syrian refugees, exist. And you take a look what's happening in Europe, Germany reporting that 130,000 asylum seekers, they get a different name every day, have gone missing. Should the United States be taking in Syrian refugees? And we've heard that the White House would like to take in more.
Well, look, I think there are legitimate refugees coming out of Syria, the conflict in Syria and Iraq and the Middle East as a whole. You know, for a president who purports to like international law and international treaties, we actually have international conventions on refugees. And to be a legitimate refugee, to be granted asylum, you have to demonstrate that you have a well-founded fear of persecution for political, religious, ethnic reasons if you go back to your country of origin. I think in that conflict, you can see there are people who qualify for that. Christian populations that are being eliminated by ISIS in the territories they control, the Yazidis and others. These are people we should look at very carefully. We're not under any obligation to take anybody. And I don't think we have to be ashamed of the humanitarian assistance we've given to the people in the refugee camps, but I think Europe has made a huge mistake in the indiscriminate acceptance of people coming out of the conflict, many of whom are not from Syria, who are not refugees, and who may well be terrorists. Just one last fact on that. About 6 months ago, when Chancellor Merkel of Germany said she would take in 800,000 Syrian refugees, the Minister of Information of Lebanon estimated that 2% of them could be terrorists. So you do the math, that's 16,000 terrorists coming into Germany. That's a huge number. A threat to Germany, a threat elsewhere in Europe, a threat to us ultimately, too.
Number three.
The number three item here, immigration policy, sort of tied into the last issue. That was European. This is American. Here our host Jim Scharr, Bruce St. James, Marie Ribago, and Mac Watson, all talking about Donald Trump's comments regarding illegal immigration, the debate it's ignited, the whole business of the wall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You know what? You can't ignore what he's saying, because what he's saying, some people are going to say, this is just dog whistle for racists. This is just dog whistle for xenophobes, and people are just like, I don't want them Mexicans living here. You know, but there are, you know, if you look at the statistics, he's on to something here. 19% of people who cross the border illegally have been convicted of a crime in the United States and have been deported. So there are...
You're saying besides the fact that they broke the law by coming here illegally,
right,
they've also committed another crime.
That is a federal misdemeanor. By by the way.
It's a misdemeanor.
Not a major crime crossing the border illegally.
Slightly worse than a speeding ticket.
Right, and the people that are coming across, the good people that just want to help their family and they want to work, very often they're accompanied and they're brought here by really, really bad people.
Yeah.
So there are bad people crossing the border. And I think it's absolutely legitimate topic to talk about. I just think he completely went about it the wrong way. I mean, you don't say, and I guess there's some good people. You say the vast majority
of
people,
murderers.
Right, right.
But
if he would have said it that way, it wouldn't created the buzz that it's creating. It wouldn't brought his name so many times in the media. Remember what I said at the beginning, it's all about branding. And when you mentioned, Mac, if it's going to come down to immigration, most of the recent elections have been about immigration. Take Obama, 71% of the Latino vote. It was because he was promising that in the first 100 days there was going to be an immigration reform, which, by the way, we're still waiting for. and then when it comes to local Arizona, I mean, anti-immigration bills, the immigration rhetoric always pays up at the polls.
Mari, do you think that Trump took a page from Arizona for his stance on immigration? Because we've seen Jan Brewer now endorse Arpaio. Do you think Trump looked at Arizona and said, you know what? There are a lot of people there that have an interesting take on immigration. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to roll with it.
Everybody looks at Arizona when it comes to the negative impact that we have across the nation. It's FX that gets replicated, you know, the SB 1070 and so forth. The same rhetoric that got Russell Pierce, that got Arpaio, that got Jim Brewer to those positions, is a replication. That's what is going on.
But
domino effect, and they do assimilate that.
Right, and interestingly, sure, things have gone too far, but there's a problem here. Like, somebody didn't just make it up out of the blue and say, there's no problem with the border, but let's make it a problem, right? There is a problem with the border, and frankly, the people who are crossing illegally are in grave danger. And to just act like the door's wide open and cross the desert in the middle of the summer and believe the coyotes as he's telling you, oh, that's Phoenix over there, and it's the lights, 50 miles away, and it's not even close to Phoenix, there is a problem.
And fair enough. Right. I'll concede that.
Right.
There's no wall that will stop that. As long as there is an economic incentive.
Oh, yeah.
If it's the difference between starving to death in Mexico or tunneling over, under, swimming, or paragliding into the United States,
right,
the size of the wall will be irrelevant to those people coming in here.
Ah, good point. There we go. All right, so that's number three. We have number two and number one coming up. You figured that out now. I probably didn't have to tell you that. I've become redundant, as it were. 43 minutes past the hour, the weekly talk radio countdown show.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Illinois school students last year took a new standardized assessment called PARC. This exam marked the first time that tests were aligned to what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with former state tests. Here's 2015 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Steve Elza.
Every teacher who took part in the research came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong, critical, and analytical thinking skills. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even to start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will help make sure all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Number two.
Wow, this is sort of a sad reality. The essence of the case that Aaron Andrews has brought against this hotel, the Marriott Hotel in Nashville. Let's dig into it a bit. Talk host Jimmy Barrett with legal analyst Joe Cravens about what Cravens thinks is the most important part of this case.
Isn't it reasonable to be concerned about anybody who walks up and is asking to book a room next to somebody who's very well known?
I think that is the number one point that the plaintiffs have made so far in the case, and that was the actual opening argument of Mr. Kennard, that you don't disclose who the guests are, and you certainly don't give the guest room number, and red flags need to be going off if a guest is there who is famous and somebody is coming up and asking for the room specifically beside. It can be an ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, ex-friend, or in this case, a serial stalker who did this exact same thing at three different Marriott hotels. And that's the other part of the argument is why Marriott? Because Marriott, somehow he was able to continue to find out which room Aaron was staying in.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. I don't know if you heard about this, but, and I don't know if the attorneys did. If they did, I would think they probably would introduce it before the trial is over. But Inside Edition did a television expose where they went to a bunch of different Marriott hotels and use one of their people who's well known to book a room and to find out if they could get somebody else the ability to find out where that room was and to book a room right next to it. In every case, they were able to do it. So nothing's really changed.
No, it has not, and that's amazing because that is, I think, the point where they are most liable. That's private information and certainly should not be disclosed, and they appear to be using it for their own gain to be able to entice others to come and rent rooms beside their famous guest. But I think that's probably not going to work for the Marriott.
Well, this might help get her closer to $75 million, and that is the development yesterday that one of the top Marriott executives watched her secretly take nude video with friends and mocked her and did all the things that she said has caused her so much embarrassment.
I read that actually this morning. I could not believe that. I think that's just horrible behavior, and I think that's the kind of behavior coupled with the fact that others are having the same problem and Marriott really hasn't done anything to fix this issue are going to be the basis for the verdict.
Why that executive did what he did remains a matter of debate as we come to the end of the week. But it really, you talk about stupid. And there are many other adjectives I could use for it. Here's the voice of Aaron Andrews. Here she is testifying about what traveling is like for her now.
As soon as I get to a hotel, no matter what city or state I'm in, I tell them I want to be moved from the room I was pre-booked in. I will not allow anyone to bring bags up to my room. I instantly cover the peephole. I look for lights. I look for red lights. I look to see if there's cameras. I booby trap my room. I put a piece of paper down by the door, so when I leave, if someone comes into the room, I can tell. Even room service, I do not let them bring it in my room.
Wow. How'd you like to live like that, huh? No fault of your own at all. Some comments, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Ellen writes, Marriott's defense just asserted Erin Andrews made more money in her career as a result of the stalker video going viral. Wow, is that disgusting. Lindsay writes, they tried to paint it like she's been able to capitalize on this, like she should be grateful. Unbelievable. All of this, I've suggested people think about where they book hotel rooms on my own program and not mess with the Marriott much. Number one coming up next, 51 after the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one story, as you might expect, the presidential race, Super Tuesday, the debate that took place on Thursday night where Donald Trump started off the debate with some pretty crude remarks. Your thoughts obviously piling up here. Here's radio host John Howell talking to political analyst Paul Lisnick about John Kasich staying in the race.
John Kasich hanging around hoping for something wild to happen in Cleveland, Paul?
You know, listen, a lot of people are wondering, you know, why is John Kasich hanging around? Look, he's the moderate amidst that group, right? So one of two things at this point is going to happen. Either Donald Trump is the nominee because he gets the 1,237 delegates he needs, or nobody gets the 1,237 delegates. And if that's the case, they go to a convention in Cleveland, they have their first ballot. If Trump doesn't get it, then everybody is released. And that's when John Kasich ultimately hopes to make his move, because at that point, he has as much chance as anybody else, and maybe more so as the moderate in the group.
Can you imagine the blowback from Trump and his followers if, in fact, they were denied by a bunch of, establishment Republicans, country club guys?
You know, let me take it broader than that. If you think about it, for better or for worse, because Trump supporters love him. But, you know, the establishment looks and says, we've got to do something about it. And they're just, you know, they don't know what to do to handle this. However, raise the question, you know what? If Republicans in the country have chosen Donald Trump, who is the establishment to step in and say, you know what? You don't get to have him. Thanks for the suggestion, but we need to make something else happen here, right? I mean, if the people are speaking, shouldn't the party deal with it? I would say that for both sides.
Have you ever seen anybody in the history of American presidential politics that has the skill set of Donald Trump, the apparent Teflon, and deep pockets?
The answer is that, you know, historically, let's go in recent history. I think the best way to answer that, John, is the last one who has sort of taken the party in a direction it doesn't want to go, Barry Goldwater, 1964. Ever since then, most of the nominees, if not all, if you can include Reagan in there, are sort of the moderates of the group, folks at least who everybody can buy into and everybody seems to be able to accept. Goldwater was the last time you had somebody so extreme, and of course, many people will remember the results of that, which was a blowaway by Johnson. The question is, will that happen this time around? I don't know. There's something different going on in the country this time around. So if somebody were to say, people say if it's Trump, that's it. You got President Hillary Clinton. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Vegas so fast.
I tell my Democratic friends, don't be so sure that you can wipe the floor with Donald Trump. He's got a unique skill set and a lot of support.
A lot of the right kind of support because people are so angry about what's going on, basically speaking, in our country. Here are our hosts Dan O'Donnell and Vicki McKenna talking about Mitt Romney's speech.
This Mitt Romney speech is quite possibly the most blistering, substantive, incredible critique I have ever heard, not just of Donald Trump, but of anyone in major public office. The first thing I was thinking about while watching this, Vicki, was where was this Mitt Romney in 2012? And then I remembered, oh, wait, he was there the entire time. The media just didn't cover when he made these blistering, substantive critiques of President Obama. But he laid into Trump, of course, on his utter, complete and utter lack of substance on any major policy, and said that the only things that we know about Trump's policies should be very fearful, that his protectionism and his hypocritical nationalism when it comes to trade will in fact raise consumer prices, raise taxes on average Americans, and that he is simply unfit to be anywhere near the nuclear codes because of his temperament. Trump was already out on Twitter calling Romney a loser. He was on the Fox Morning Show, I believe it's called Trump and Friends. He did an interview over the phone where he said Romney's a two-time loser, he can't be taken seriously. And that essentially just proves Romney right.
What's your sense of how this is going to be taken?
Well, what happens is I think that people like you and me and all of us who are listening to us right now, we sort of exist in this bubble where we think that substantive conservative policy and electing the best candidate, whether it be Rubio or Cruz or Bobby Jindal or Scott Walker or any number of the guys who are true limited government conservatives, that would have more resonance than the low-information voter. And yes, they do exist on our side. I think we've deluded ourselves into believing that conservatives, or at least people who caucus with conservatives, so to speak, wouldn't be fooled by a reality TV show huckster with a cult of celebrity. His support is much closer to the sort of zombie Obama, yes, we can variety than any real nuanced thought.
The top 10 talk topics are listed at DougStephan.com, as they are every weekend. If you want to tell us which one is most important to you, we'd appreciate it, whether it's the aftermath of the election or the primaries on Tuesday, Aaron Andrews, immigration policy, the Scalia replacement, Zika, the situation with Apple, the Oscars, all that good stuff. Scott Kelly, very important things happened this past week, and we're happy to be here to be able to talk about them and tell you about them on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.